Welcome to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. I got Justin Campbell in the hot seat today in the studio with me. Justin is the athletic director at Prescott South Middle School here in Cookeville. And Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You've been on my bullet list for a little while, and I was able to get through to you because you actually work with my wife over at Prescott South Middle School. So, again, appreciate you for being here. We're going to talk a little bit about starting out, you know, where you grew up. I know you're a Tennessee boy, but where did you grow up?
Yeah, sure. We'll start off. I grew up in Jamestown, Tennessee, which, you know, really it's Allard, Tennessee, but Jamestown's the closest, biggest place we got. So no one really knows where Allard is unless you raise giant pumpkins is what they're known for. But Jamestown is usually what we say. So originally from Jamestown, Tennessee, but Allard is the community that I grew up in.
All right. Tell me about your immediate family, your wife, and do you have any children?
Yeah, sure. So my wife's Amber Campbell. She's a teacher at Avery Trace. And I have one daughter, just one kid. She's Elizabeth Campbell. She's at Capshaw's where she goes to school.
And she is a cutie, I know.
She's fun.
She's fun. So you mentioned Amber's a teacher at Avery Trace. So you work at Prescott South Middle, and she works at Avery Trace. So yep. Red, white, and blue versus green and blue. How's that work?
Well, so far they won't put us at the same school. I don't know what that means. But either way, we have a little friendly rivalries from now and then. But usually, you know, I do the appropriate thing and let her win anytime. You know, I know when to let off the gas when it comes to that stuff.
Smart man. Smart man. Happy wife.
Happy life. Oh, yeah.
So good there. So say shout out to Amber and Elizabeth, hopefully listening to this. You know, growing up in Jamestown, you know, you're not as experienced as me. Let's just say old, Justin, old as me. So, you know, you're not too far removed from being, you know, a youngster. Mm-hmm. And what was special about growing up in a place like Jamestown, Allard, if you will?
You know, I think a lot of it was there's not many distractions. So I grew up on quite a bit of acreage, and I rode dirt bikes and had a lot of friends that, you know, we just spent a lot of times in the woods. And it wasn't because that was really our passion. It was, but it was mostly because that was the only thing we really had to do, which was, you know, and looking back, I think that was nice for us to be able to build relationships, you know, just doing simple things, fishing, hunting, just walking the woods, riding bikes. It's nice.
I'm going to tell you what, we take it for granted now, you know, sometimes because the way things are going now and some of the kids don't get the opportunity to do that at all. You talk about fishing when you're growing up, anytime you wanted to go.
Right.
You know, you could probably go to a local place and fish all you wanted. Mm-hmm. You talk about riding dirt bikes and bikes. There's kids out there now, Justin, that don't have even the opportunity to do that.
Right, right. And I think that was a big advantage that we had.
No doubt about that, and missing those opportunities for some of these kids that are growing up now. I think about that a lot, and that's tough. I mean, I love fishing. I mean, I don't get to do it a lot anymore. I had a boat at one time. My wife made me get rid of it, so I don't have that anymore. But I love to go fishing by myself. She would go sometimes. You know, she didn't fish. She tend to lay out in the sun on the back of the boat while I'm up there working fishing. But it was great because we could spend some time together, and at that time didn't have any kids, so that gave us something to do. And kids today, you know, you talked about the bike riding. We rode bikes everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, today we'd have to be maybe a little bit safer with that and make sure we know where they're riding. But there's a lot of distractions for younger kids today now. And in your role as an athletic director in a middle school, you know full well about all of those distractions. Can you talk to that a little?
Yeah, definitely. I see it a lot, of course, and I'm sure social media is the first thing that comes to most people's minds. But, you know, a lot of the things that I learned growing up was being a good conversationalist, being able to, you know, continue a conversation and have a good conversation while also, you know, inquiring about things and trying to learn about people, because really, you know, social media cuts a lot of that out because it's very quick, it's very fast, it's kind of choppy back and forth, and you really don't get the time to really know somebody as much as what you would if you really just had a good conversation with them. So that's one thing that I've noticed with a lot of our students and athletes is that, you know, that communication's hard, that communication aspect, and really conveying what they want to say or what they need to say or even ask for input on things, it's just not there. And so there's a little bit, and a lot of that's about growing up too. I mean, there's a lot of kids that have to learn different speeds of how to communicate. But yeah, that would be the biggest distraction I would see is social media from the kids, and it's the way that information is gathered and how quick they consume it definitely plays a role.
No doubt. And it's so much so, you know, the business world in the higher ed would tell you that. And then even in 9 through 12, K-12, mm-hmm. you know, the folks who are interviewing these kids when they come out of high school will definitely tell you that there's a change, and they blame it on social media. The internet is a great thing. It's been a great thing since it's been out. But then at the same time, it's added to the needs of these young students coming out of high school. For example, and you mentioned it, the social skills, you know, the ability to have a conversation and something as simple as an interview. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the kids that are coming out today don't have those skills, and education has had to adjust, you know, and I take a look at our middle schools, and, you know, you're assistant principal in one of them. In middle school, you have to create opportunities and programs for the students. And one that I know that it's very popular is the Bibb and Tucker. It's really set up as a business. So a kid can take an encore class at Prescott, and I know All Good and Upperman Middle have the programs also, and Avery Trace has it too. But they're able to create the opportunity for the kids to see what it's like to run a business, from production of materials. In this particular case, it would be T-shirts. Some of the students are in charge of making the T-shirts. Some of the students are in charge of the marketing aspect of the program. And then some of them are in charge of taking in the money and the financing that you bring in by selling the T-shirts. What an awesome experience that is for the students. And they definitely get the option to work on those social skills while they're in that class, while they're working with the public, while they're creating that business. And not only that, but learning how a business runs along the way.
Yes, definitely. So a lot of our kids learn those foundational just skills of how to run a business and then how to operate it. Because like you were mentioning about the communication and the marketing side of it, you know, it's great to know the cost of making the T-shirt and designing it, but you know, you also have to have a good marketing team that can communicate with other students and say, hey, this is the design that we've come up with. This is what it looks like. And, you know, it has to look good or it's not going to sell. And so we have a wonderful teacher who does that, Miss Scott. She's amazing at it. And she has everybody broken up into their roles. So we have a design team, which is primarily, as you would guess, a design the T-shirts, but they do it all in-house, and it's their talent and their passion. And same thing for the marketing team. We got kids who are on fire for talking about and selling things. And, you know, that's their strength. There's a lot of, and we have that in multiple encores is what we call them. Right. So we actually have a horticulture one where we sell plants, we raise and sell plants, and just mild story. But we, as the parents would come to school to pick up their kids, we had some tables outside, and some of our greenhouse kids were selling plants. And one lady came up and she said, I can't buy a plant. She said, I'll kill everything that I have. I've killed everything I had. And he stopped. One of our students stopped and looked at her and said, and he's got a big personality. I told him he should be a salesman. So now he looked at her and he said, that's okay. We've got some half dead ones over here already. You just come over here and buy them. So either way, we got, and you know, those are communication skills. That's right. You know what? She bought two. So, so I'm just saying, like, you know, those are things that, you know, on the fly, that charisma is things kids need to see and need to hear about, because at the end of the day, you know, personality is going to take you a long way. And I think that we have a lot of opportunities in all of our schools in Putnam County. Of course, me being stationed at Prescott, I see a lot of the kids really blooming into just different interests, and it's nice for them to be able to figure out where they want to focus their interests, so that whenever they move to higher education, they know what they can do and really where they want to be.
Yeah, and I don't think at that time, you know, they really know what they want to do, but we're trying to help them identify the skills they have at a younger age so they can make a little bit better decision.
Correct.
Going into high school.
Yes.
And that particular example that we just gave them of the horticulture and the T-shirt business is what we call school-based enterprise.
Yes.
And so that's, you know, really pushed out by our CTE program here in Putnam County, as well as all of the other districts. CTE is kind of at the lead of that. And I think the push for that is really nice, because you know, I guess when I was growing up, I won't speak for you, Justin, since I am a little bit more experienced than you. When I was growing up, we were always told that, you know, you really need to go to a 4-year college or institution to set yourself up for financial success later on. And I think many people will tell you now that is not necessarily true anymore. And, you know, students can walk out of high school with certifications now. And walk into a job that's going to make more than you and I do right now, Justin. Yes. So that's not such a great thing for us, but that's a great thing for them. And it's awesome that those opportunities exist, and so much so that they can't find enough people for the workforce that exists there already. And so these skills that they're gaining, the way education is changing in middle school and high school, is really neat. And I can't wait to see the after effects years down the road. So growing up in Jamestown, you're starting to get a little bit older. Where do you go to junior high?
It's a K-8. It was Allard Elementary, where actually my father was my teacher, and he was also the assistant principal. So at that time, he was doing both roles. And then later, he was my principal.
So let's talk about that for a second. Yeah. So how would you like to be a teacher and an assistant principal in the same day?
Right. I couldn't imagine. You know, my father, he just retired last year. It's 40 years. And so I asked him, you know, what's some of the biggest changes? And so he did tell me I'm 33. He started being a principal a little bit younger than me at 27 in a small community called West Ventures. And there was only one school there. But either way, long story short, he would drive a bus of the morning, but he'd show up to school during the winter, shovel coal into a furnace, drive a bus, pick the kids up, and then teach, I think it was 1st, 3rd, 7th, and 8th, while also being the principal. And then he'd hop back on the bus after recess and take all the kids home. And then he'd come home and then, you know, do the duties around the house. And he said, and it was still easier than it has been in the last 10, 15 years.
Wow. So we're going to take a quick break, Justin, and we're going to come back and touch on that just a little bit more. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
Welcome back to Local Matters Sports. It's your host again, Sam Brooks. Got Justin Campbell, assistant principal at Prescott South Middle School, also athletic director over there. Fine parents, I'm sure. And
yes,
man, 40 years in education. Wow. Mm-hmm. Enough said right there, right? Mm-hmm. You have to love it to be in it for 40 years.
Yeah, and that was always...
So what's your dad's name?
My dad's Ernest Campbell.
Ernest Campbell. And your mother? Let's talk a little bit about her, because if I don't, I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, me too. So Denise Campbell is my mother. She is a registered nurse. So she works at Crossville Hospital.
Awesome. Good deal. Fine parents, I'm sure. And
yes,
man, 40 years in education. Wow. Mm-hmm. Enough said right there, right? Mm-hmm. You have to love it to be in it for 40 years.
Yeah, and that was always – he wasn't – you know, that's one thing I can – really attribute to kind of, I'd hate to say my success, but I guess the things that I've done that have worked out well, he has been my mentor in a lot of things that I've had my hands in, especially in education. He's always been my go-to whenever I need instructional help, or and he's just a good listening ear for a lot of things that it's a problem-solving career. With students, anytime you deal with people, it's a problem-solving career, and you want to make sure you get it right the first time. So a lot of the things that I needed to work on, he was very quick to say, hey, you've got to improve here. You need to work on this. Or, you know, on the positive side, that you're doing great here. I'm hearing great things about this, you know, or just inquiring just to get me thinking about stuff, I think was very beneficial. But, you know, just as he had that leadership mentality, he was, as a parent, he was very, I wouldn't wouldn't say strict, but you knew the I knew the expectation. It was always set, and he carried that right into his classroom, and carried that right into him leading a building, and is setting that clear expectation and being very transparent about everything. So as I was growing up, I knew where I stood, and if I stood in the wrong place, he was very quick to tell me, which is good.
Yeah, it had to be nice knowing that you were going into education, having a father that had been in education for a while. I'm interested to know, what's one of the most important things that you've learned from him along the way that you still use today?
To be honest, I think the most important thing, and I think most people that would know him would probably guess this, but I'm very kind, very slow to speak, not in the sense of not being able to really put the words together, but in the sense of, you know, if you're going to say something, let's say something that's meaningful. And, you know, let's listen to what people actually have to say, and no one's going to be perfect. And you just need to make sure that there's a lot of consideration whenever you're just dealing with people, because everyone does things for a certain reason. And if there's a way that you can help them, you know, listening and being kind is going to be your first two avenues into helping somebody. And that's what I learned from him. And it carried right into my classroom as I taught middle school and then as I taught high school later. And I'd like to think that most of my students would say that I was very good at listening. And I think that most of them would. I still, you know, when I see them out in public, they always come and talk to me. So I feel like that's due to those two things, kindness and just taking the time to listen.
Today we're talking to Justin Campbell, assistant principal over at Prescott South Middle School and also athletic director there. So you go through middle school and, you know, you're learning along the way and figuring out who you're going to be. And when you got into high school, when did you realize that education was going to be your career?
So it took me a little bit, to be honest. It wasn't in high school for sure. In high school, I really thought I was going to lean more toward the business world, which is kind of where my mindset has always been. As I grew up, my parents gave me a lot of financial books to read, and just for financial maturity and personal finance stuff. So finance was kind of my passion for a long time. And so I figured I'd end up in the business world, but I had a little different path once I got to college. I wanted to make a little more of a difference, and found out that I really enjoyed working with kids and working with students. And that's really, I guess, where it kind of took off for me. It was after high school.
Awesome. So growing up, What sports were you interested in growing up?
So I played a lot of basketball in my younger years. And then as I got into high school, I kind of transitioned away from basketball and went to track, which I found some success with. And then I really focused on my academics primarily in high school so that I could get myself in a good position to go to college and hopefully, you know, come out on the other side of it with a little bit of some help so that I could be successful right out. And so that's what I did. And so middle school, I played basketball. And that's where I met my wife, Amber, who is a teacher. She was a cheerleader. I was the basketball player. So, yeah, every play I made sure if I ever scored, and coach always tell me, he's like, I wish you quit staring at her every time you score. You need to get back on defense. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think I won that game because, you know, she ended up with me. So we got married. And that worked. So,
wow.
Yeah. So either way, I think that worked out for me in the long run. And then once I got to high school, I kind of transitioned away from basketball and, like I said, focused on academics and started running track, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, track is golly, run. So that's a pretty cool story. I mean, of course you didn't know that was going to be your wife at that time, but had interest in your future wife at that time. What a love story along the way. That's pretty cool. I did not know that. So you have to know how important athletics were to you at that time. What do you think kids nowadays, what do you think they get out of being a part of an athletic team?
I think there's a lot. Teamwork obviously is the kind of the go-to, but really what I think people should really focus on and what the kids focus on and really what I talk to a lot of athletes at Prescott and at Upperman, when I taught at Upperman, you know, you need to focus on what you're good at, play towards your strengths, and everyone has a role. On no matter what team you're on, you're going to have a role. And it doesn't, you know, a lot of people kind of want to score the most amount of points or kind of be the flashiest, but there's a whole lot more to any sport than just scoring points and putting it on the board. There's a whole nother side. You know, if you're great at defense, be great at defense. And, you know, that's what I've always told my athletes. I coached a little bit in high school, coached track. And so in that, I think that that's great for, you know, kind of teaching kids their role, because every event has a very different role and everybody's athletic ability yields to a very different role as well. And so I feel like if we can teach kids to get the teamwork kind of settled, make sure that they know their role on every team, they will be successful as they mature and get older, because they're going to understand how it is to work with others. And of course at Prescott, and I know I can speak for most all middle schools in Putnam County, we hold our athletes at a high standard. And I feel like that leading by example in the hallways and just in and around, it's a different atmosphere when you play a sport, and kids need to have that little clique that they're with and that they can focus on so that they can grow. And we've been very blessed to have some great coaches out at Prescott to really work on our students and our boys and girls and making sure that they are going to be respectful. They're going to be disciplined, and they're going to lead by example in the hallways. And you can always tell a student athlete whenever I walk down the hallways. There's a lot of kids, 817. And when I walk down the hallway, I can always tell the athletes. Of course, I know them because I see them on the courts, but they're always doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I think that's a big reason is the coaches and the wonderful people around them.
Yeah, and the transfer skills is obvious. I mean, teamwork, you know, leadership, all those things you're going to need to be successful, not only as a person in whatever field that you choose to go into, but a successful family member, a father, mm-hmm. a mother, you know, all of those things. It's not easy a lot of times, you know, to lead and run a family. It's not easy to hold down a job that, sure. that requires a lot. And a lot of those skills you learn from sports. And so happy that we have good people in place to be able to teach that to our kids as they grow up. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Justin Campbell, athletic director at Prescott South Middle School. Welcome back to Local Matter Sports. This is your host, Sam Brooks. Got Justin Campbell, athletic director at Prescott South Middle School, in the hot seat today. Justin, when we left, we're talking about, you know, what athletics means to these students that you're tutoring there as athletic director, and the coaches that you're working with as athletic director on site at Prescott South Middle School. Let's jump back a little bit. You ended up deciding to go to Tennessee Tech for your education. What was important about Tennessee Tech? What attracted you about Tennessee Tech to come into that school? Because you probably could have went to a lot of places.
Sure. Yeah, we actually went around and toured a lot of places. Tennessee Tech was definitely where I wanted to go, just because of location, and also my father, that's where he went to school, and I kind of wanted to go to the same place my father did. He was the first Campbell to, in our line, to go to college. And so a lot of my childhood was spent going to Cookeville and spending time in Cookeville. So Cookeville felt like my second home, and that's always where I wanted to land. I always wanted to be part of Cookeville and Putnam County. So Tennessee Tech was a natural choice for me. It also helped that my wife was going there as well. So we got married right outside of high school. So, or right out of high school. It was basically outside of it. I mean, it was just right down the road. It was a church. But either way, we got married right out of high school, and we both went to Tech together.
Seems like a dream situation there. You know, your high school sweetheart, you get married coming out of high school, you both go to Tennessee Tech, get your degrees there, you're both in teaching. Pretty good story there, Justin. So, you know, college is different for different folks. And you know, it took me just a little bit while to get out of, you know, college. I wanted to make sure that I got it out of my bloodstream, right. You know, wanting to be in college, having all the fun. And actually not true, Justin. It just took me a little bit longer than most people to get out of there. So what was your experience at Tennessee Tech? And I know you probably, a lot of folks will change majors as they go through there, not sure about what we want to do, or change their mind. Several folks I've had on the show, you know, talk about that, the ability to change and maybe you know, think about different things as you go along.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I changed several times, to be honest, and just like you, Sam, we enjoyed our time at Tech, and I spent a little extra time there that I probably could have, you know, took some summer classes and gotten out a little bit earlier. But you know, when you're young, you're not really worried too much about that. You're just kind of living it as it is. But yeah, I was like I said, I had a passion for finance, so I was business up to my junior year, and then at the end of my junior year, I decided that wasn't for me. And really, as my sister got a accounting job, and we were talking a lot, and she's very academically minded, and she's very good at being behind a desk with a great task in front of her and knocking out tasks throughout the day and kind of staying stationary, and all those things are not my strengths. So I kind of took my own advice and played toward my strengths, which is being up, moving around, and trying to get things different every single day. And education is perfect for that. The kids are different every day. The content's different every day. But there's a great consistency there that is rewarding, which is being around children. So that's really where I ended up landing after my junior year.
It's funny, you know, most folks that get into education don't necessarily get their degree and then jump out of college and become a principal. You know, that doesn't happen a whole lot. And it's really, if you think about it, that's really one of the only fields that you can't do that.
Sure.
So most folks are like, if you want to be an accountant, you go to school to be an accountant, and your first job, you're an accountant.
Right.
So education's a little bit different. You kind of have to work your way up. And for you, that started out with graduating from Tennessee Tech. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, your first job was down at Upperman High School.
Yeah. Well, actually, before Upperman, I taught at a K-8 school. So I was at a K-8 school for about 6 years, which is the county I'm originally from, which is Fentress County. And it's at Pine Haven Elementary, where
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's I always try to mention that that's really where I learned to teach. They'd kill me if I told them the age, but there were some veteran lady teachers around me that really coached me up on how to teach and what to let by and what not to let by. And they were phenomenal and instrumental in making me into a good teacher. And I picked their brain every single day I possibly could. Once I decided to move up to high school, that's when I came over to Upperman. I was around 2018.
We'll talk about that. So it's interesting. 6 years, that's a long time, you know, to teach. And you got an opportunity to go back home mm-hmm. after college. So how was it? And what did your wife do at that time? Did she teach at the same place, or did she even teach?
Yeah, she still taught. She taught. She's actually out of college a little earlier than I was, as we talked about. She she taught at South Fentress Elementary, and I taught at Pine Haven. So I was on the north end of the county. She's on the south end. But it was nice coming back to my hometown and teaching kids that my dad had taught their parents. And, you know, it's a small place, and we're like seven generations there. So everyone knows everyone, is very comfortable. And I just really enjoyed my time in Fentress County. But as with all things, you know, when you want to grow and you want to move and you want to just try and push yourself professionally, I needed to go to another level and learn a little bit more so I could affect more people and more students. And that's really what led me to Putnam County.
Yeah. So you got the opportunity. Is it something that you needed a change, or did someone call and offer you a job? You know, what was your transition into Putnam County school system?
Yeah. So I hate to say that I needed a change. It's more that I wanted one. And it wasn't because of anything that was going wrong. I just wanted to push myself. I felt like I was getting very comfortable in my job, which is not a bad thing. I mean, I was still consistent. I didn't slack off on anything. It's just that I felt like I had a little more potential. And I'd like to kind of investigate that a little more and just see where I could go and push myself and see where I could end up. That's when I came to Putnam and started teaching at Upperman High School. And I had a great mentor there that kind of put me in a position to try admin roles, and seeing that I would be an admin, potential admin, and gave me the opportunities to figure out how to work and maneuver that while still coaching me up as I taught. And very thankful for the people around me at Pine Haven teaching me how to teach, and then at Upperman teaching me how to admin.
Yeah, and that was Mr. Billy Stepp, who's
yes.
now the director down at Cumberland County. I'm sure, you know, he gave you everything that you needed. You know, I think you ended up teaching some AP classes down there. So very academically minded mm-hmm. Your whole career. So that's nice to have that opportunity. Upperman High School is a unique place. I got the opportunity to work there for several years, and the community is just great and very supportive of not only at school, but the athletic programs there too. And you can see they've done a very good job. State championships, you know, all around baseball. basketball, especially on the women's side with Coach McWilliams, mm-hmm. and done a fantastic job there. What do you take away from your time down at Upperman?
Oh, man, there's a lot there, to be honest. I think the biggest thing I take away, the relationships I had with a lot of the kids, you know, it's coming from a middle school, teaching 7th to 8th graders was great, but, you know, teaching people who are going out into the world and who are working, who are driving, who are, you know, they want to be adults, they're past the kid age, but they're seeking advice, but they still want to be treated as adults, which, you know, a lot of them, it feels like a bigger influence you're having on kids. And I always felt like I made a bigger difference with my seniors and juniors than I did with anywhere in my career. I felt like those people, those kids, they really wanted to know more and they really wanted to get that advice. And so I guess a few things that left me. And of course, Upperman, we had a lot of school pride, a lot of good memories at football games and basketball games with the kids too. It's just a good place for me. But really, it's the kids. The biggest takeaway is the difference that I was able to make with a lot of the kids there.
So you move into the opportunity to get into administration just like your dad did.
Mm-hmm.
That opportunity came along for you at Prescott South Middle School, and it also gave you the opportunity to be the athletic director. Let's really transition into sports in middle school.
Yes.
In Putnam County, we recently joined what's called the MTSSA, so the Middle Tennessee Association. What type of difference has that made for our student athletes in our schools in Putnam County?
Sure. With any big changes, there's always two sides of every coin. So the TMSAA, it's really given us a lot of advantages as far as rules and regulations and making sure that we're all kind of on the same page with a lot of different things. But the biggest thing for us is, of course, our basketball coach, Rachel Van, was able to take our girls to the state championship and win that. And so seeing the production that we have for, you know, TMSAA and the production that they have put on for the state championship and these girls being able to see people across Tennessee and the competition and the level of competition and then be able to pull out a win and become state champions and, you know, having that trophy in at Prescott is just, it's wonderful that we had the opportunity to do that. And so the TMSAA, I think it's great for our kids. It's great for exposure and it's great for them to see a little more competition across the state of Tennessee.
But TMSAA, Tennessee, yes. Middle School Athletic Association, so you know, kind of the middle school for the TSSAA.
Yes.
So kind of same structure there, and which is really nice because you get that structure in middle school as you go on up into high school, and everything's mm-hmm. kind of the same. So excited for our kids that will have those opportunities to understand what that means, and especially as they transition on in to high school as time goes on. So what do you think the biggest role for you being a middle school athletic director? You know, what do you want to do for the student athletes, the teachers, you know, everybody at Prescott South Middle School? What's your goal in your role?
Goal and role, I think, much like you, Mr. Sam Brooks is probably listening to Tara Brooks, make sure we're doing everything that she's got down.
Amen, bro.
All jokes aside, you know, I think we've got several roles, but my main role as an athletic director is definitely to make an environment where these kids can learn the sport. They can learn how to interact with others throughout the school day and just be held to that high expectation. You know, we had a coach come in and we were interviewing for a coaching position, and later, after we had hired him, later he asked me, you know, Mr. Campbell, you didn't ask me any play calls. You didn't ask me anything about sports. Everything you asked me was about kids interacting, how to build them, how to make sure that they're mature, and how to produce athletes into successful young men. And he said, you know, I really appreciate that. And I said, well, you know, I appreciate what you're doing for the team and, of course, for the boys. And that really, I think, drives home what the admin staff at Prescott's really looking for, and that is to produce kids that have high expectations, who are really, you know, disciplined and can carry over what they learn in sports and that role that we talked about earlier, what they specialize in, into something that's going to make them successful someday, whether that be college or career ready, whatever it may be. And that's really our goal, is to focus on the kid. Not everybody's going to go play college basketball. Not everybody's going to, you know, have a whole lot of success on the courts, but everybody who plays a sport is going to be exposed to how it should be played, and then, of course, how you should conduct yourself. And I think that is a real big attribute that we're really pushing at Prescott, and I know that other places are too, but it's important for our youth to be able to see that.
Well, it's awesome to hear, and it's awesome to know there are folks out there that are doing that like you guys, and we appreciate, of course, all that you do and all the other athletic directors do in middle schools and high schools in the Putnam County area. We've had several of them on here, and it's been a pleasure to have them on, and we sure appreciate what you guys guys do at Prescott South Middle School, and we look forward to hearing more about it and more success as time goes on. And really appreciate you joining the show today.
Thanks for having me.